This piece of furniture right here, what's that called?
That's a sofa.
Is that different from a couch? Or is a couch the same thing?
I don't know, really. I call all of mine sofas.
Mm-hmm.
But couch, I do not distinguish between the two.
Okay. A piece of furniture about this high with lots of drawers, and you put your socks in it. It's
dresser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a smaller piece of furniture with like maybe a drawer on either side. You sit in the middle, and then there's a mirror that you can look in.
Well, I had one of those, but a dressing table, dresser, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Is a bureau the same as a dresser?
Probably.
Okay. Now, outside, you'd carry water around in a container with a handle.
Yeah, a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Now, buckets are made out of what?
Well, tin. I have some plastic ones.
And when you wash dishes by hand, you have to use what?
A dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And you dry the dishes with?
Well, you just put them in the dish dryer and in the rack, and you let the air dry them. But you could dry them with a towel.
Okay. Now, people dry themselves off with what?
Bath towel.
Okay. And to wash the dishes, you have to turn on the
faucet.
And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And you heat water up for tea in what kind of container?
In a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. And something that you would cook an egg in on top of the stove, it has a handle?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for that?
Skillet.
Is a skillet the same as a frying pan?
Probably.
Okay. A makeshift lamp. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle and a rag and some material to burn inside of it?
A bottle, rag, and material to burn. But a bottle, just like a common bottle?
Yeah, it's just like just any bottle, and a rag is the wick, and then like some fluid.
Kerosene is
mm-hmm.
in it? Kerosene?
Like kerosene is
mm-hmm.
in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
I never have either. I've heard it called a flambeau.
Really?
Have you heard of that?
Uh-huh. No, got an honest to gosh kerosene lantern with the wick that you buy, the wick stuff that's woven, but I never seen mm-hmm. it done with a rag.
Mm-hmm. What else might you burn in a lamp besides kerosene?
In a lamp?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have a propane lamp these days if you go camping a lot, which we do.
Mm-hmm. But another kind of liquid, maybe? A liquid fuel?
You might burn white gasoline, I suppose, but I don't think that's the safest thing in the world. But
mm-hmm.
those Coleman lanterns are used white gasoline.
Mm-hmm. When you go to get your car checked out, you ask them to check the
oil.
And what's that black substance that some people burn in their fireplaces?
Coal.
Mm-hmm. And if you make a bed on the floor, that's called what?
A pallet.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a heavy bed cover?
I'd call it a comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Or a quilt.
A comfort?
Comfort. Or mm-hmm. a quilt.
And have you ever heard of a sugan?
No. What is it?
It's a range blanket, which is a really heavy bed cover for places where it gets really cold.
Like wool, made out of wool?
Probably.
Probably couldn't budge underneath.
Probably not. It's probably very heavy, yeah. Now, on top of over a pillow, you put a
pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. And when the light goes out, you want to change the
bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on
TV.
Mm-hmm. And the long version of that is
television.
Mm-hmm. And to protect your clothes when you cook, you wear an
apron.
Mm-hmm. And a cloth that you blow your nose with is a
Kleenex.
Or a
tissue.
A real cloth.
A real cloth, a handkerchief.
The old kind, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another kind that you use to wipe the sweat off your brow, and you could tie it around your head, maybe.
It's a bandana.
Mm-hmm. And clothes that you use to work outside are called?